Bristol Bay fishermen at the mouth of the Igoochik River were shut down again this afternoon following reports of oil in their nets. An aerial survey flown earlier today observed a mile and a half long sheen of oil coming from the sunken tender Lone Star. KDLG's Dave Benninger reports.
The 78-foot Lone Star has been sitting submerged in the mouth of the Igoochik River, pretty much undisturbed by all but the wind and the waves, since sinking last Sunday morning. Earlier in the week, things didn't look too bad. What sheen there had been initially had mostly dissipated, and Magone Marine divers, contracted by the U.S. Coast Guard, were supposed to seal off fuel tank vents Wednesday evening, a step one in the salvaging efforts. Now, Friday, that still hasn't happened.
It was intended that the fuel vents would be plugged last night, but tides were lower than expected, and so during the window they had to get in there, they were not able to access the river.
That's Tom Callahan of the Meredith Management Group, who has the title of Incident Commander of the Unified Command responding to the Lone Star. The latest situation report states that someone miscalculated the low tide for the river, and the divers missed their opportunity. Callahan said the plan is to dive tonight's slack water tide at around 7 p.m., but that won't come soon enough for the fishermen in Igoochik, who were shut down again today at 1 p.m.
We've got reports of oiled nets and stuff, and there's just no tolerance for that, so we had to close it.
Tim Sands is an area management biologist with the Department of Fish and Game. Sands was on board an aerial survey earlier today where it was clear to him the situation had gotten much worse.
It's now completely submerged at most tide stages, and it's leaking more fuel than previously. There was a much more significant and visible sheen, and it was rainbow sheen, and previously it had been a light silver sheen, and there were places where it looked like the sheen was kind of pooling up.
The other marine salvage company involved, Alaska Chideau, just finished refitting a 32-foot gill netter in Dillingham with an oil boom and a skimmer pump system. That vessel left Dillingham earlier today with the intention it could begin skimming the wreck site by tonight. Igoochik fishermen were shut down last Sunday and part of Monday after the Lone Star sank. They've been fishing hard the past few days to make up for that lost time. The escapement of sockeye up the Igoochik River remains strong this week, but no one knows how long that'll last, nor how long the fishing will remain closed. A claims hotline has now been established for those affected by the spill and the closure. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.